You are listening to News on WMUK. I'm Savilla Mann. A bubble bath is a time-honored stress reliever. But what about a sound bath? That's what some people in Southwest Michigan are trying when they need to relax. As WMUK's Rainey Cooch reports, sound immersion therapists believe the technique can help people to heal.
That was the sound of a Tibetan singing bowl, an instrument whose origins go back to before modern civilization. Used in monasteries across the Asian continent, singing bowls have now made their way into yoga studios for sound immersion therapy. This therapy uses instruments to wash participants in a series of sound frequencies to calm the body and relieve stress.
Every organ, every system, every cell in your body has a vibration.
Judy Huxman is a Kalamazoo-based sound therapist.
And there's the healthy, optimal vibration. And then when we come down with a disease or an illness or a trauma, that sets off a series of vibrations that are irregular and irritating.
That might be further than science is willing to go at this point, since there hasn't been lots of research on sound meditation. But instruments like singing bowls have been used for healing for thousands of years, and some studies have found that sound therapy can reduce people's stress. Huxman began studying sound meditation therapy in 2012 and has incorporated it into her massage and yoga practice ever since. She says that sound immersion meditation has a significant effect on her.
I like to think of it, what happens to me is I like leave the room. Psychically, spiritually, mentally, everything just kind of goes into that quiet, ethereal place and my body is able to resonate with the sounds.
Huxman says that every session of sound meditation is different. There is no set routine in the order she plays her instruments. She lets her intuition and the responses of the participants guide her choices. Picture this. You walk into a room and lay down on a yoga mat. Musical instruments sit at the front of the room. You close your eyes and you hear this. That's a ganta, an instrument that Huxman uses early in her session. She says it breaks up stagnant energy. She walks around the room as she plays it. Next, you might hear the sound of a crystal pyramid. Huxman says this instrument pulls participants deeper into a trance-like state where healing can begin. Tibetan bowls are also played at different pitches. Huxman says each one aligns with different energy centers in the body, known as chakras. The crystal bowl is played in the key of F. Huxman says that this key has measurable positive effects on the body. Deanna Bush is a musical therapy faculty member at Western Michigan University. She also claims that pitches can affect the body differently.
All the different tones that we use, again, can affect different parts of us. It just depends. Like when I use tuning forks, I'll use a C and a G. That helps with, again, relaxing those cells that we have, clearing them out. I'm not saying that sound is healing. I feel like, to me, sound is something that adds to the healing process.
Huxman says that certain sounds may trigger an intense emotion that could make a participant want to leave the room, like the ocean drum, that can bring up intense emotions associated with water. But that's not all that participants may experience.
I had people tell me that they had visitations from relatives, dead relatives. People that they loved and missed a lot would come. And somebody said they swore there was someone's hand on their shoulder.
Karen Larson, a regular participant of sound immersion, describes it as a full body experience.
When the session was over, I can't tell you when the background music stopped. And that it was just full sound therapy that was going on because my whole body had adjusted to the frequencies that were being played.
Not everyone comes into a sound immersion session expecting it to work, but Huxman says she invites the skepticism.
Skepticism's a good thing. It's like, prove it to me. And if they're willing, then it's their mind is open enough to be able to experience it.
Huxman says that more and more people have begun incorporating sound immersion into yoga classes and meditation sessions. A Kalamazoo nonprofit founded in April of 2019 aims to educate the Kalamazoo community on the benefits of sound meditation. The Wind Willow Consortium will present a sound immersion workshop each year featuring local and worldwide guests. They're still working on the date of the 2020 conference. The kalimba is an instrument used to aid in transition to the next step. For WMUK, I'm Rainey Cooch.